I'm standing on a pontoon boat floating just a few feet off the shore of a saltwater bay. Two men are standing in the waist-deep water around the boat. They're guiding a layer of floating algae into a funnel that's sucking the algae into a burlap bag. It's an algae harvest, and James Stevens is directing the process. He says they have to be careful not to suck up young salmon or other animals along with the algae.
And this junction can be turned on, and it allows me to feed water into a box, where then I can sort and make sure there's no bycatch actually coming through the system, so there's no salmonids, which would shut down the process immediately, or krill or little crabs or anything like that.
Stevens is vice president and chief scientist of Blue Marble Energy. It's a Seattle startup trying to turn algae into fuel. Most algae-to-energy researchers are growing algae in giant tanks. Blue Marble has a different plan. Gather algae that's already growing in noxious blooms along coastlines. Here in Dumas Bay, not far from Seattle, huge blooms of algae often rot in the water. That process uses up oxygen and kills marine life. And when the dead algae washes up on the beach, it creates a smell the neighbors hate. Blue Marble President Kelly Ogilvie says these algae blooms are common around Puget Sound, but that's nothing compared to more polluted waterways elsewhere in the world.
The most recent, I think, salient example was Qingdao, China. And the bloom that occurred there was, I think, 800 square miles, and they pulled a million tons out of the water, and that is prologue to what's going to be happening on coastlines across the planet.
Warmer water can help algae grow, and some scientists think global warming is contributing to an increase in gigantic blooms. Nutrients from sewage dumping and fertilizer runoff from farm fields and lawns also help algae flourish.
If you think about what it's actually happening in our oceans, the algae bloom crisis has just begun. And if we can find a way to turn that new crisis into a solution for something else, by goodness, we're going to try and make a go at it.
Most companies doing algae-to-energy research focus on creating biofuels for cars or jets. Instead of liquid fuel, Blue Marble wants to convert algae into natural gas and biochemicals. Along with private investment, Blue Marble has a contract with the Washington Department of Energy to collect algae at two bays in Puget Sound. The department's Alice Kelly is watching today's harvest from the beach. She says her agency hopes this gets rid of the rotten egg smell neighbors have been complaining about without hurting the ecosystem, the sea life near the shore.
It's very important to protect that habitat. So we're walking a fine line here between trying to deal with the excess odor problem and protect the near shore.
But some conservationists have big concerns about harvesting wild algae for fuel. One of them is Kevin Britton Simmons, a researcher at the University of Washington. He says a lot of unnatural algae blooms could be prevented by keeping fertilizer and other pollutants out of the water.
This is essentially exploiting the problem instead of fixing it. And I would prefer that my tax dollars be used to research and solve this problem instead. If we allow a business to develop that's dependent on this problem, what's going to happen when we fix the problem? Will there then be pressure for this business to harvest natural populations of algae?
Natural blooms are a valuable part of the food web, and he says removing them could rob marine life of a major food source. Back on Dumas Bay, Kelly Ogilvie says his company has netted nearly 10,000 pounds of algae from the two harvests it's completed. The next step is to use bacteria to break down the algae into natural gas and various chemicals. If all goes as planned, Ogilvie says Blue Marble's first batch of natural gas will be ready any day now. For the Environment Report, I'm Ann Dornfeld.